I'm Jasmine Anderson here, live with the beautiful, amazing Lisa Ray. I mean, her story is just so empowering. Today we've got to learn and get a lot of insight on her and her story. Life rocks. And I love this about the vision boards and everything that you have going on right now.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Just what was it that got you started with this journey and this movement?
Because, you know, I went through a really public divorce. And I always joke about saying God has a way of putting you on your butt to put you on your knees. And that's exactly what happened. You know what I mean? And just in the struggle of my everyday life of getting me back together, I had some questions about who am I and the things that I want and where am I trying to go in life. And when you're trying to figure that out, you got to sit still. You got to be able to sit still and you got to walk out on faith. But you got to know also what you're walking out on faith for.
That's true.
And I did not know that. So I got paper and pen, and I took to paper, I mean, to writing down what it is that I wanted and what my goals were. The things that I used to dream about, I went back to when I was 7, 8 years old. What did I used to do when I used to dance? I used to sing. I love music. People don't even really realize that, you know what I mean? And so for me, it was about growth. It was about finding myself, finding my passion, and being able to share it.
Wow. And that's beautiful that you are doing this movement and this journey, because I definitely, everybody that I encounter or come in path with, I'm always like, make a vision board. So this is just so on.
Right on time.
Mm-hmm. You doing the vision boards, you doing this movement. What is like the ultimate goal that you see with it?
I am doing an 8-city tour. Ultimately, I want to do a weekend of life rocking and seminars and workshops. Party with a purpose. If you will. You know what I mean? Well, we're all on the same even kilt. You know what I mean? We're just on the same, the same level. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The same path that we're all trying to work towards something. You know what I mean? And we're all trying to encourage and motivate each other and keep each other strong and uplifted. You know, I really believe in being able to collaborate together. I don't like that when we don't have our own rat pack. I don't like that when we don't have our own groups and stuff. You know what I mean? And we have to be able to have that, because that's what fellowship is about. That's what networking is about. That's what relationships are about. And so I know that that's who I am and what I'm about. So I want to be able to collaborate with other women that is like-minded and be able to encourage people that need encouragement.
Yeah. No, I think that's beautiful. And right now, this month, I'm coming out with a book called Live Fully, 10 Rules to Live a Rich Life. What are some ways that you feel like you live fully?
I laugh. I make sure that I laugh every day. I make sure that I'm honest every day. I make sure that I'm positive every day. And I make sure that I try to be able to listen to my words that come out of my mouth so I can make sure that I am on the upswing instead of the downswing. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. Not at all.
No,
sometimes I catch myself in the middle of just getting ready to just get in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's almost like what they say, well, what would God do? You know what I mean? It's almost
sure.
That. Or even the cliche of, you know, put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Okay.
You know? And because I am getting older and more mature, you know, I look at different people of age that's older than me and elders. And then I start feeling sorry for the world that we are leaving for them to live in, because even the other day, being at the airport, I was like, where's the sky captain? And then I immediately said, what does the elders do when they are, you know, coming from out of town? They can't lift their bags. Where are
that's
the people
true.
Here that's going to be able to help them?
That's
you know, what? In when my mother get that age and she's flying somewhere, she's doing something, she's trying to cross the street or her bag is too heavy. Is there going to be some young gentleman that's going to say, oh, ma'am, I'll do that for you and not take the whole doggone bag with him?
That's true.
It makes it scary, the world that we're living in right now. You know what I mean? So I just want to be able to collaborate with some women that we can all put the same positive message out and be able to help.
I agree. Okay, before I let you go, you're just so motivational, so inspirational. I love your energy, just positive vibes. I just really love to ask people words of wisdom. Like, what is their favorite saying? What is something that just sticks with you, that you feel you live by?
One? I don't know about one, but...
what your favorite?
My favorite... just do it. Because to me, when you say just do it, that just means that you're walking out on faith automatically and that you're conquering your fears at the same time. So just do it.
Wow. You guys heard it first here, live, beautiful Miss Lisa Ray. Keep it locked right here.